You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a great show for you today. Just a fantastic show because the news, the medical news of the week is tremendous this week. Really very, very exciting and interesting. And Bridget's here, and Gary Ginsburg is here in the second hour, and we have a superb guest, Dr. Pinto, to talk about, who's a otolaryngologist. That means he specializes in ear, nose, and throat surgery. He's going to talk about new data they have on how important olfaction is. What's that? That's your sense of smell, is to your rate of aging, and how to do an easy test to test your sense of smell. Which also tests what your relative age is compared to others. And he'll talk about why your sense of smell is so important. Bridge, when you're there, say hello. I know she's trying to get on. In any case, the first story, which I think is a really almost a revolutionary story, is that HPV vaccine, which prevents cervical, throat, and anal cancer in people is effective for those who already have it. That is, it decreases recurrences, and it decreases cancer rates, and decreases the HPV virus showing up in other places. So if you haven't gotten it, even if you've gotten infected with HPV, up to at least age 26 in women, you should get the three-part series. This is maybe even for us who are much older should get it. The second story is, are you a mosquito magnet? And you can blame your DNA. We'll tell you what to do about that. And that autism is linked to air pollution but not vaccines. We'll talk about the first part of that, the lack of vaccine. The good news that the vaccines in another study were shown not to be associated with autism prevalence, even in families at high risk for autism, that is, who had a prior child with autism. So it is, this is really very important data on both HPV, and that's human papillomavirus, and on the autism risk. Inducing labor at full term may have benefits. That's a weird study, but an important one. Heroin use is higher than a decade ago. Maybe insulin. This is also unusual and unexpected. Maybe giving insulin, even oral insulin, can prevent diabetes. And the Tylenol blocks emotions, not just pain. And then what we're to do with a new HIV, different from HPV, but there's a new HIV outbreak in Indiana, what it means for you. Bridget, what's your favorite story? Because we're going to start off with that one because I thought it was such a great news story that we hadn't even tweeted it out.
Okay, great. Hello. I'm happy to be here. And my favorite story of this week was about the notice that the FDA sent to Kind Bars talking about how they need to change a lot of the claims that they're making because they aren't meeting what they're saying that they meet in terms of the nutritional value of their bars. Do you eat Kind Bars, Dr. Roizen?
Say it again.
Do you eat Kind Bars?
No, because they don't look very good to me. Meaning, when you looked at the data on what's in them, they had way too much sugar. They were supposed to be fruit and nuts, but they had a lot of added sugars, and I don't have anything with added sugars, whether it's a candy bar or a, if they added sugar to salmon, I wouldn't have it.
Well, So obviously that's good. I think that when you even look at them, that a lot of them look like candy bars, especially the ones that have, because they sell them at Starbucks, and the ones that have the dark chocolate on the back of them are literally like the melted chocolate that you would see in a Hershey's bar or any other kind of candy bar. And that's kind of the one story that came out about this, said pretty much that kind bars are no better than candy bars in some regards, and people are being fooled into believing that they're healthier. So in March, the USDA...
And that's because of the advertising they're being fooled?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Kind has built this entire brand around a fruit and nut idea that people are thinking that it's actually just fruits and nuts because you can see, you know, the almonds intact in the bars. But really, there's a lot of other things that are added that people probably aren't reading about on the backs of the ingredient list. So the... not the USDA, but the FDA came out with a letter to the owner of Kind Bar saying that they needed to change their the nutritional value of the bars in order for them to continue making the claims that they're making. They reviewed the almond and apricot bar, the almond and coconut bar, the peanut butter dark chocolate and protein bar, and then also the dark chocolate, cherry, cashew, and antioxidant bar. And they were making claims that all of those were had no trans fat, they were a good source of fiber, and that they were antioxidant rich. And then some of them said that they were either very low in sodium or low sodium. And for example, the almond and cashew or almond and coconut bar, it had 5 grams of saturated fat per bar, and they were saying that it was low in saturated fat. And then the peanut butter, dark chocolate, and protein bar, they were saying that that was a good source of fiber with no trans fat. And the FDA found that not only was it not a good source of fiber, but it also didn't have, or but it also contained trans fat. So the
So Kind bars, be careful. Read the nutrition label when you have them, and maybe we need a new brand. You know, that's also true. I was very disturbed with Cheerios, because Cheerios themselves are very healthy. But all the brands around Cheerios, like the Honey Nut Cheerios, etc., they actually have not been shown to help decrease heart disease. And because they have a lot of sugar with them, probably, and sugar that's released quickly, almost all of those other brands probably increase your risk of inflammatory disease such as heart disease, stroke, memory loss, kidney disease, as well as increasing your risk of cancer. We don't know that for sure because no one's tested them, but they have so much sugar in them, that's what is likely. And we'll come back, Bridget, to you after the break with a story about 2 weeks of drinking sugary drinks boosts your risk for something. And just 2 weeks does that. And that's of sugary drinks, so we'll come back and talk about that after the break.
Okay.
But the question that I want to talk about now is one on HPV, because it's the top story of the week. And this is that HPV vaccine is protective against the virus on multiple sites in the body, even for women or men who've been infected in the back, infected in the past. In fact, a little over 4,180 women between the ages of 18 to 25 who were either vaccinated with a HPV 16-18 vaccine or a control vaccine. They used hepatitis A, women all got a benefit by being in the study. The efficacy for the vaccine in all three sites was 83%. What that means is 83% of the people who got the vaccine did not get the disease, presumably because they got the vaccine. So that's pretty remarkable. There was no evidence for women who had evidence of prior HPV vaccination or infection. It was 58% protection, really remarkable, and 25% among women with active cervical HPV 16 or 18 infection. So this is really remarkable. You can prevent cancer even if you've had an HPV infection. HPV, of course, is a leading infection agent causing cancer. We'll come back and talk about that on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you an athletic person who's into fitness? Then you need to share with your friends the news about Action Energy's Sport and Fitness Energy Shot. It's made for you. Whether you're a weekend warrior or you keep a regular fitness regime, this exciting energy blend is the one. It's scientifically formulated to help sports and fitness enthusiasts increase their performance with a unique blend of caffeine, vitamin B12, electrolytes, raspberry ketones, and amino acids to help increase endurance. Now, that's the kind of sports and energy shot I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores or go to actionenergyae.com and check out the Sport and Fitness Energy Shot from Action Energy. Be the difference. ActionEnergyAE.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royson articles and health tips on Radio MD.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me, so I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this state.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. The Owner's Manual Radio Show is not only brought to you through Radio MD, but it's a show that passionately helps you and hopes to help you take control of your genes so you can live at your optimal life. You should know, Bridget, we already got a email from, and anyone can email us, udocs@gmail.com. That's how to ask us questions till we get our toll-free lines back to working. But in the meantime, Muriel sent us an email. Oh no, about the Kind bars not being healthy. Yeah, they have too much sugar in them, or at least many of them do.
They do, but you want to know the one, remember when I saw you in the wellness store and I showed you that the Core brand of the bars? That would be a good alternative to the Kind bars.
What's the name?
It's Core, C-O-R-E. They used to be called Warrior Bars, but now they're called Core. You can get them with whey protein, and then they have higher protein, and the only sugar that's in them is from raisins. They're really good. It's equivalent to, at least it says on the package that it's equivalent to drinking or to eating a whole bowl of oatmeal if you have 2 glasses of water with the bar. And I've been eating them, actually, every once in a while when I, you know, keep them for a food emergency when I don't have a meal with me. And they're really good. They have, I want to say 12 to 13 grams of fiber, and then there's 6 grams of sugar, but that comes from the raisins.
Well, as you saw, when I need a snack, what do I have?
Walnuts or popcorn.
That's right. Walnuts is there, or airborne popcorn. We should make it clear for everyone. Now, before we get to your story about 2 weeks of drinking sugary drinks.
Yes.
Before we get to that, I want to just finish covering HPV. So HPV is human papillomavirus. It's a sexually transmitted virus, which is why it's recommended that men and women, or boys and girls actually, between the ages of 9 and 11, get vaccinated against it. It prevents cancer, cervical cancer. It prevents about 80% of cervical cancer, as I remember it, 30% of throat cancers, and maybe higher degree of anal cancers. Obviously you want to get it before you become sexually active, but this study showed that even after you've gotten the virus in one place, say cervix, that getting the immunization protects you and your partner from, or protects you and hopefully protects your partner a little bit from getting it in other places. So your partner should get it too. They did this study all the way up to age 26. They vaccinated these 4,118 women who were between 18 and 26. So this is really good news. It prevented infections in 83% in all three sites, and 58% for women with prior HPV exposure, 25% among those with active exposure. So even with active exposure, it was a 65% protection. So the bottom line, huge protection, vaccinations do work. And the good news on the study we had on autism is this looked at a large number of people I don't know what happened there, but in any case, looked at a large number of people who, and Sonar, I don't know if you're there, but we're having some interference here. Sonar is our engineer. Perfect name for an engineer, right? But in any case, 96,000 U.S. children born between 2001 and 2007 who got MMR vaccine, no increased incidence of autism, even if they had a sibling, an older sibling, who had already developed autism. So this is really good news that the vaccine, in another study, there have been now three large studies, two from Europe and this one from the United States, where there was no increase in autism risk by vaccination. Okay, before we get to the bottom of the hour, we have a great guest at the bottom of the hour, Dr. J. Pinto is going to talk to us about smelling and why smelling may be so important to your rate of aging. And he's going to talk to us a lot about how you smell and how you taste. So it's very important. But before we do that, Bridget, 2 weeks of sugary drinks do what?
2 weeks of sugary drinks significantly increased risk factors for heart disease, and this is a really interesting study. They did it at the University of California, Davis, and they looked at, they had the participants come in for 3.5 days beforehand for the inpatient days of baseline testing, and then they had them stay inpatient for 13 days. Or outpatient for 13 days, and then they consumed, there was 4 different arms of the study, so one arm consumed sugary beverages that had just aspartame and no high fructose corn syrup. Then there was the 18 individuals who consumed the sweetened beverages with 10% high fructose corn syrup. Then the other group had 17.5% high fructose corn syrup, and then the highest group had 25% high fructose corn syrup. And what they found was that there was a significant linear dose response to the beverage increase and or the sweetener increase and the lipid and lipoprotein risk factors for cardiovascular disease, in addition to 24-hour mean uric acid concentrations. So they found specifically that the individual's triglycerides and that their fasting LDL cholesterol had increased from consuming the sugary beverages compared to the 0% sugary that had the aspartame in it. And then they saw that there was actually a greater effect in men than in women, which was independent of any body weight gain.
So this is a short-term study,
yes,
which looked at lipid and lipoprotein levels rather than at outcomes. Did they get more heart disease? And it showed that, in fact, this was a risk factor for change in lipoprotein. They had substantial changes, increases in their lipoprotein levels, from which are meaning cholesterol. So they had an increase in cholesterol levels, an increase in triglyceride, and it was in the most active form of cholesterol and triglycerides. Study was done at UC Davis and just published this week in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. So that's it is not as good data as we have for example, red meat, carnitine, and egg yolks. Red meat and carnitine, those are the studies that Stan Hazen did, which looked at actual heart attacks, strokes, memory loss, kidney failure, and other signs of arterial disease and cancers, where eating the red meat and the carnitine and lecithin and choline was associated with bad outcomes, as well as an increase in a marker that is the TMAO marker for inflammation in the body. So in both studies, important thing, sugar is bad, red meat and protein with carnitine, lecithin, and choline are also dangerous. So so the bar you're eating, Bridget, does it have any added sugar in it?
No, it has no added sugar.
So that's a good thing. And by getting some nuts first, so I like walnuts. We're going to talk in the second hour, for those of you who stay by, about the MIND diet and what it is and how you can make your mind younger. We'll talk about the keys of the MIND diet in the second hour. But right now, we've got a great guest coming up, Jay Pinto, talking about how you smell, how you taste, and why that's important to your rate of aging and mortality risk. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Hi, this is Dr. Mike Smith, host of Healthy Talk. You know, I've been taking omega-3 fatty acids every day for over 10 years, and I plan on taking them indefinitely the rest of my life. But with so many omega-3 products on the market, how do you know which one is best? In my opinion, the best omega-3 product is Super Omega-3 from Life Extension. Super Omega-3 is a one-of-a-kind, scientifically validated fish oil derived from sustainable sources that contains a full-spectrum blend of sesame lignans and olive fruit extract. It's so good, IFOS, the world's leading fish oil testing program, awarded the coveted 5 stars to Life Extension Super Omega-3. And during the month of April, Life Extension is making you an incredible offer. Just visit lifeextension.com/omega for a 50% discount on Super Omega-3 EPA DHA with sesame lignans and olive fruit extract. I encourage you to try Super Omega-3 from Life Extension. Go to lifeextension.com/omega to obtain a full-spectrum fish oil blend including sesame lignans and olive fruit extract. That's lifeextension.com/omega.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike along with Bridget, but we have a special guest for you today, and these are my favorite sections. Actually, I should say Gary Ginsberg in the second hour, and you please do turn in the second hour. If your radio station doesn't cover it, you can always go to RadioMD.com and hear it. Or if you're traveling, RadioMD.com, or you can get it on the archive at RadioMD.com. But this is a special guest because I learn so much from our special guest, and I'm mispronouncing his name, Pinto, P-I-N-T-O, who is an associate professor, which means he's in the tenured group at the University of Chicago. You started out as an instructor, then you go to assistant. When you get good, they get you to the associate level. So he's in that category, has done a really remarkable study. But before we get to that, Jay, tell me what you do in the operating room, and how the heck did you happen to come up to this study?
Sure. So I'm an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and I mainly work on diseases of the nose. And these are, in the operating room, I fix things like deviated septum, which causes blockage of breathing. I treat chronic sinusitis by opening up the sinuses with cameras inside the nose. And of course, the nose is the portal to your breathing passages, so it's critical for breathing. And another thing that it's critical to is detecting odors in the environment, and that's because the olfactory nerve comes out of your brain and comes through your skull through tiny little holes to the top of your nose. So when you breathe in, air carries odors up to these nerves in the top of your nose, and that's how you perceive odors in the environment.
So this is really quite logical for you to study smells, since you're a nose specialist, if you will, and you worry about damaging those nerves, I assume, when you're operating on the nose.
Yeah, so diseases like sinus disease, like trauma of the head, can affect people's sense of smell. And in fact, it can really inhibit people's sense of smell. It's one of the biggest problems that people have with these diseases. And that affects things like how do they perceive flavor, because most of what we perceive as taste is actually the sense of smell. It's you smell all of these things as you're eating them, and that's what gives you the sensation of what you're eating. So people with these disorders really have a really decreased quality of life. They can't enjoy food. They can't tell if they need a bath. They can't tell if there's a fire in their home, so there's some dangers or gas leak. And so it's a really important part of our physiology, maybe a little underappreciated compared to, say, hearing loss or vision loss. And so I became very interested in
Before you go on, I should ask you about one of our questions, so we make sure we cover this question. But one of the people on the email line, and you can always email us, udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, @gmail.com, a Don Nold, not Don, who usually emails us, but this is a different Don, not from Cleveland. This one's from Chicago itself, where you're from, Dr. Pinto, wrote us. He said, I've never been able to smell my whole life. Does that mean I'm going to die earlier, or is that just I have it congenitally? It hasn't stopped me from enjoying food. So maybe he does smell, but not well.
Yeah, so there are some people, very rare set of people, who are born without a sense of smell. These people are a little bit hard to diagnose because, you know, it takes some event for them to notice it. For example, you know, they start to notice that when people are saying, oh, this smells really good, and they don't notice it. Or conversely, there are bad odors around and they don't notice it and everybody else notices it. Some of that is related to genetics, and some of that may be related to development in the womb. But that's a very rare subset of people. And actually, the study that we did didn't address that particular question, although it is a great question. We looked at age-related loss, meaning when people get older, their senses decline. I'm sure everybody out there realizes that older people have decreased hearing, older people have decreased vision, and indeed, older people also have a decreased sense of smell. So that's the group of people we looked at with that particular type of smell loss.
Oh, on the when you think about the sense of smell loss, help me on this. So how great a degree? One of the tests you did, let me go, because it's a pretty easy test, is you take one of those alcohol swab wipes and you put it at your belly button and you should be able to smell that it's alcohol. And that, you said, was an early test. But you also did this special test with five, I guess you'd say, odors, five smells. And you can tell us about those and why you picked those five.
Okay, so we used a marker-based smell test. So you can imagine that just like you were when a kid, you have these sort of smelling markers. And we used markers that were embedded with particular odors that that are common, that people would understand, and that are readily recognizable. We picked those five out of a set of 16, which is a set that's of markers that's used in clinical testing in Europe. And we did this study in the homes of 3,005 older people across the United States. And so we had to pick a test that was really easy for people to do in the home, that was really easy for the interviewers that we sent to their home to administer, and that's why we picked those odors. The test that you mentioned is a sort of screening test that we use in the hospital and that has quite a good utility. We wanted something that was a little more fine that we could measure the score of, and so on this test that we did, you could score from 0 to 5. You could get five questions right, or you could get zero, you know, anywhere in between.
Five of the smells right. And how close to the nose did you bring this kind of marker pen with either leather or fish or what were the other smell? Orange was one, leather, fish.
Rose was rose. Leather, fish, rose. I'm forgetting the fifth one now. Sorry.
Well, no. I will look it up in the break.
Great.
But in any case.
So we brought these up close to the nose, like within a couple centimeters of the nose, and the idea is.
So a couple centimeters, we should say, is within an inch of the nose.
Yes, and what we wanted to do was this particular test. We sort of give the odor at a very high concentration. The idea is, if you can smell it, you definitely can smell it. You know, it's not a questionable depending on
smell.
on the concentration. We also did another test, which is similar to what you mentioned about the alcohol pad, which is giving an odor at a low concentration and then figuring out at what concentration, if you raise that concentration, someone can smell it. That's called a threshold test, and although that's not in this particular study, we're also looking at that form of smell. So that form of smell is at what concentration can you actually detect the odor? For people with a good sense of smell, they can detect it at a very low concentration, and for people with a really bad sense of smell, you need a high concentration to smell it.
Well, before we go to break, I want to just get one point in, and that is, we'll come back with you, of course, Dr. Pinto, but I want to mention that, in fact, one of the things you did find was that those who could smell all five, or even four, had a much better outcome, that is, a different life expectancy, than those who could only smell, zero or one of these, which is really quite dramatic. And we're going to come back and talk about how dramatic it is. And we're also going to say, is there anything we can do to improve smell if we're losing it? And what this really reflects, since it isn't smell that's causing you to die, I don't think, but maybe something related to it. We'll be right back with Dr. Pinto on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Pinto's from the University of Chicago. We'll be right back.
The buzz is out there. Everyone's talking about energy drinks from Action Energy. One of the most popular products is After Lunch. You know that after lunch, mid-afternoon lull you may get? Kind of tired, so you kind of crash. Well, that's when you whip out a bottle of After Lunch Energy. It has caffeine and important nutrients like vitamin B12, ginseng, raspberry ketones, and green tea, specifically designed to provide that late-day boost to finish strong. Tackle those afternoon meetings and presentations, those last-minute responsibilities, and even evening tasks. And it helps burn fat, too. Now, that's the kind of afternoon pick-me-up I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots, available at selected retail stores, or go to actionenergyae.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Roizen Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, Half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. We have an exciting and wonderful guest today, Dr. Jay Pinto of the University of Chicago. You want to get in touch with him, just Google Jay Pinto, P-I-N-T-O, U Chicago, and a younger picture of him comes up, as well as his contact information. Dr. Pinto, before we went to break, we were talking about there's a great discrepancy in how long and how well you live if you can identify none of the five or one of the five, if you will, smells, compared to if you can identify four or five of the smells. Tell us how great a difference it is.
Sure. So we studied this group of people where we measured their sense of smell. These are older people, age 57 and older, living all across America. They were picked using a population strategy, meaning that they're representative of the entire country. And then 5 years later, we went back to visit them again as part of a bigger health study. It's called the National Social Life Health and Aging Project. And of course, some of those people had died, and we were able to determine who had died. So we looked back to see whether their sense of smell at the beginning of the study would predict who was dead 5 years later. And indeed, there was a striking relationship. So to give you an idea, for those people who could get none of those five smells correct, about 40% of them were dead in 5 years, compared to those who could get two or three answers correct. They had a mortality of about 20%. And if you were able to get all right or four or five right, your mortality was only 10%. So there was a huge difference in those who had a poor sense of smell in terms of their odds of death compared to those who had an intact sense of smell.
So almost a fourfold difference in your risk of dying if you could do four or five, and just identifying strong smell coming towards you, these five you can test it at home: peppermint, leather, rose. Go ahead, tell me the other two.
Sure, it's peppermint, fish, orange, rose, and leather.
And if you can identify all five, then your risk of dying, and this was a group of people who were between 58 and 85 when the study started. It's called the National Social Health and Aging Project. Wonderful study. It talked to us all about what matters to whether you're going to have sex as well. But it was done, it has this smell thing. So once you start to lose smell, so, for example, I feel like I've been losing smell my whole life, if you will, and don't smell as well as I did when I was younger. And that's true of men sooner than women, but we lose smell as we age. Is that correct?
That's correct. So, you know, many studies in the past have shown that as people get older, their sense of smell declines. And, in fact, you're absolutely right. For men, it declines sooner and faster than for women. You know, what that's due to is a number of things. One could be sort of natural aging, sort of slowly the cells of the olfactory system start to sort of not be able to repair themselves, not to function as well. One thing that's going for us for our sense of smell is there are stem cells in the roof of the nose, and they can regenerate and they can actually replenish your olfactory nerve. So one reason why this process might decline with age, and then that would be why your sense of smell would decline. And another reason is, you know, we're breathing in things. The sense of smell is designed to be able for you to detect chemicals in the environment as a warning system. But on the same token, that olfactory nerve, like I mentioned earlier, is hanging out in the roof of your nose. So every time you breathe in, what you breathe in is getting up to that olfactory nerve. And
so what can we do to improve smell if we started to lose it? Is there a diet? So, or is it just increasing our stem cells by blocking stress, or what is it?
Right. So right now we have no good strategies for improving our sense of smell. The only hint of help that has been suggested is that there have been a few small studies which have looked at trying to use your sense of smell more to stimulate it, to sort of reconnect those neurons, to maybe re-stimulate these stem cells to sort of get the system to work better. You know, we don't know how that works, and we don't know if that really works well on a large scale, but these small studies have suggested for people who start to lose their smell, really using your sense of smell more, you know, maybe smelling spices in the cabinet or really trying to use your sense of smell will keep those connections to your brain a little stronger. You can think of your sense of smell as part of your brain. It is part of your brain. It's part of your brain that's inside your nose. And so things that are good for your brain are also probably good for your sense of smell. So good exercise, better blood flow to the brain, things that reduce heart disease, reduce cardiovascular disease, carotid disease, so blockage of your carotid arteries. Those things are likely to improve your brain function and in the same token keep your sense of smell healthy.
We should reiterate one thing you said earlier, which was that this nerve is direct. So this is through what we call the cribriform plate, as I remember it. In comes through into your nose, the naked nerve endings, if you will, from the olfactory nerve are in your brain and are in your nose and in your brain and connect directly to your brain. So anything you can do to improve your brain should improve these, and we're going to talk in the second hour about a diet that has been shown to improve the mind, as well as we'll talk about exercise and blocking stress, but those are the main things. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, one thing I wanted to tell you and tell the audience is that your perception of your sense of smell is not as accurate as an objective measure of sense of smell. So people say, well, and even the caller we were talking about earlier said, well, I have a poor sense of smell. Part of what we perceive as our sense of smell are things like blockage, are things like airflow, are other physical properties of your nose that sometimes people perceive as smell. But many times people who say I have a poor sense of smell, and believe me, I've talked to a lot of people after this study's been published, if you test them, their sense of smell is actually quite good. And so, you know, you have to be, you have to take this result with a grain of salt. It's one of many things that put you at risk, but it's one thing that I want physicians, I want patients to recognize, that thinking about people's sense of smell is important. And it's important.
Now, can people do this test? Can people do these tests at home, or do they really need to go to someone who's got these five sticks and test it?
So there is a clinical test that is analogous to these tests. It's a little different. It's another kind of scratch and sniff smell test. It's called the University of Pennsylvania Smell Identification Test, or UPSIT. And that is a test that can be obtained in a doctor's office, typically an ear, nose, and throat doctor or a neurologist. And they can do this test and tell you what your risk is.
Well, we've been talking with Jay Pinto, P-I-N-T-O, University of Chicago. Google Jay Pinto, University of Chicago, to get an expert opinion from him or to see him and meet with him. And nose specialist there, ear, nose, and throat, a wonderful doctor. Thanks very much. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual.
Happy Family solution for picky eaters? Happy Tot Love My Veggies pouches. Each pouch contains one full serving of nutritious organic veggies and delivers essential nutrients to help nourish growing toddlers' minds and bodies. Get peace of mind knowing your children are getting a full serving of vegetables in three delicious flavor combinations. Love My Veggies pouches are available exclusively at Target. For more info, visit HappyFamilyBrands.com.
Her Radio with Michelle King Robeson.
I'm going to be totally honest, because that's all I know how to do, and my life is an open book anyway. Give me a tip to develop a deeper connection with myself, right? That's what I'm struggling with.
The short answer is to do less in general and make it more meaningful.
And Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
My friend and colleague, Dr. Regina Benjamin, who's the 18th Surgeon General of the United States.
Thank you for having me, and thank you both for what you do to get the health message and public health messages out there.
The naked truth about women.
Michelle, what comes to your mind?
Friendships.
Oh, okay.
Healthy women cultivating friendships. I mean,
we bond.
Right, exactly.
We bond like there's no tomorrow, and it's so healthy, and there's so much scientific research.
Listen live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.